slow crawl. Everyone's hot, huh?
What did you think of Victor so far?
You know, last 2 days, his workload has been pretty consistent as far as the reps he's been getting. He had some team stuff today, and he looks to be on schedule.
About Sterling Shepard so far?
Sterling Shepard, he's a young guy learning from his mistakes. And, you know, second day, he got better than yesterday, but we didn't have any team reps yesterday, so that's encouraging.
Ben, I think it was Rashad the other day who said, you know, for a coordinator going to be a head coach, you know, a good play or a bad play happens for the offense last year, and, you know, you're focused on the offense. When today's practice starts, or at least the 7-on-7s or the pick by Kennard. What's your reaction?
Great effort. You know, DK, he made the same type of play last year in Buffalo in the same type of route. Great effort, good ball skills, and happy for the young man. Made a nice play.
Health held him back last year. Was that the primary reason why he didn't really continue after that?
You know, again, that'd be a better question for him. Since I was primarily focused on the offensive side of the ball and not being there in the heat of the moment, that could be a contributing factor.
When was the last time you were somewhat happy to see an interception in practice?
I think it would be never.
With rookies like Shepard or Apple, like how late into this or how early in the summer do you need to know that you can trust them before you pencil them into prominent roles?
I trust them right now.
What's your plan?
We're not going to be afraid to play young players here.
What is your plan here with Eli in training camp? Of how you're going to assimilate him?
Which Eli?
Apple, sorry.
Eli Apple.
I figure
yeah, Eli's going to be out there. He'll have a chance to work with the first group and the second group, and we use those guys fairly interchangeably. Get a chance to work inside and get a chance to work outside.
Seemed like you had a lot of the three, DRC, him, and Janoris, rotating constantly. Is that accurate? Is that something you
yeah, we're
going to continue?
We're going to use them all. We're going to use all those guys. We trust them all. We're going to give them a chance to compete against each other. I think that creates a great atmosphere.
Do you see Eli Apple's skill set as being best served in the slot, or is it kind of a shotgun marriage?
You know, I see our corners like I see our receivers. I see our corners as guys that have versatility. They're smart, conscientious players who can play inside and outside.
I mean, but they don't have a lot of experience doing that.
That's okay.
You talked in the spring about trying to find out what you had in the slot with some of those guys as well. What did you find?
I found that I was excited to get the pads on come Tuesday and get a chance to get out there and see him be physical in the slot, because that's a lot of it. That has a lot to do with it. It's a physical game inside there.
Coach Eric Flowers had a bit of a medical hiccup yesterday.
One more time.
Eric Flowers had a bit of a limp yesterday. How do you think he recovered today?
He got through it. Yeah, he got through it. Yeah, he bumped into someone out there yesterday in a non-full speed drill, but he got through it today.
Is it anything to be concerned about in the long term?
No.
What are you looking for? You got a bunch of receivers that are kind of competing for those last couple of roster spots. What are you looking for out of those guys?
I mean, they have to be consistent. They're going to jockey for reps until we get to the games, and then when the games come, the preseason games, they have to take advantage of their opportunities.
What does Tavarius King bring for you? I mean, the guy who made a big play out here.
He was a guy that grew on us last year when we had him in the on the practice squad, and he's chomping at the bit. I know he had a couple different opportunities, and he feels like I'm speaking for him here a little bit, but he's walking around like a guy who seems like he's earned his stripes and he's ready to take that next jump, and it was good to see him make a play today.
So JT Thomas doing some work on the side. Is he getting close to coming back?
He's getting closer.
Coming off an injury, is it good to see Larry Dinell make a play like that?
Yeah, he made a couple plays down the middle of the field. Again, you know, winning down the middle of the field is huge for this offense. And, you know, he's someone that can definitely do that for us. And, you know, he laid out and made a real nice catch there. The second one he came up with early in the period, he caught one down the middle in good rhythm and timing from Eli. But it was nice to see Larry bounce back and make some plays.
Do you look at this defense and think it's already better than last year because of the personnel?
You know, they'll be the first to tell you, just because we went out, we signed a bunch of guys, and we're going to have to go through some pain together. We're going to have to go through some pain, and we're going to have to learn to get the type of chemistry we're looking for. It's going to take some time. We'll have to go through some pain, some bumps and bruises together, and come out on the other side. But, you know, any offense, defense, or special teams, or any team in this league that's, you know, worth anything has to go through those things together.
Vernon said yesterday that he thinks communication is the biggest thing that this defense can establish to improve and to be a good defense. Do you agree with him on that?
Yes.
Ben, what is it physically that excites you about Shepherd, Sterling Shepherd?
You know, he seems like a young pro. You know, he seems like a young man who's committed to his craft, and being a pro is important to him. And that's what you're looking for from young players.
At tight end, for depth, how wide open of a competition is that? How many tight ends do you intend to keep?
We're going to keep the best players. We're not going to hold ourselves, hostage on what type of, numbers we want at different spots. And we told those guys, the numbers are going to fluctuate based on how they perform. We're not going to, hold ourselves to four tight ends, five tight ends. In the past, I think we were the first team in the league in Green Bay in 2011 to have five active. I think it was 11, maybe one of those years. But so we're, if we have five, we'll keep five. If not, we'll keep less. We're going to keep the best players we can keep.
With Brad Barrs, last year he was a defensive end. Now this year you converted him to a linebacker. What factors led to that decision?
He's a guy that plays with great effort. He's good on his feet. He was a little bit lighter for a defensive end, but he does have some rush ability, so we can use him. He has some flexibility there.
Do you have confidence he'll be able to do well at that position this year?
We'll find out. I have confidence in Brad. He's done some good things on special teams. He plays with great effort. He leads by example there.
Two more. With Victor, you talked about staying in contact with everyone and telling everyone how their body feels. Have you been able to get feedback from him yet after yesterday and out there today on the field, anything at all?
After one day, no.
This is your first time working in front of the fans. What was the atmosphere like out there?
It was great to have the fans here. We appreciate their energy, their enthusiasm. They've been great so far, very supportive. Nothing better than a New York Giant fan.
Do you even notice them now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When they opened the gates, it was like a sea of red, white, and blue coming in here, and I know the players and coaches both appreciate it.
Coach, right here.
With Larry and Will both healthy, are you guys going to make a concerted effort to have two tight end sets, to have them both on the field?
Sure, why not? Right. Now, we're going to play our players. The guys who aren't playing time are the guys who are going to play.
Okay.